taught us to pray. Can we remain standing, please? I have some prayer points I want us to go through. First of all, we'll pray for our children. During the Thanksgiving time, Lord gave me that scripture. Isaiah 54, verse 13. So it's a prayer we have to be praying continuously for our children. It's not too late. Both young and old, pray for them. Your children shall be taught of the Lord. Great shall be the peace of your children. Let's pray that scripture. Father, we thank you for our children, both young and old, even the toddlers. Lord, teach them. Be their tutor. Let your peace be great upon our children. Lord, they are going out to be blessed. They are coming in to be blessed. Even in the house, they will think of your word. When they are in the school, they think of your word. Lord, whatsoever is going on in the school will not affect them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let your peace be great upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I have another prayer point. It's for all, every one of us now. Last year, around December, somebody raised up a prayer request during the men's prayer line. As we're praying that prayer, I've forgotten the request. One of our brothers requested that we should pray for our brothers, or pray for every one of us concerning our Christian life. Then I saw an idol, beautiful, decorated. That image on it was very bold to turn and look at me. My question to you is that, what is that idol in your life that is standing between you and your God? God wants you to work for him, but there's something between you and your God. God wants you to kill that idol today. Trample upon it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is it your ministry? Is it your wife? Is it your husband? Is it your child, your daughter? What is that idol? Think about it and put an end to it. Because God wants to use us. God wants to tabernacle in us. That what people have not seen before is good. God wants to start doing it. So put down that idol. Destroy it. Father, we bring down that idol today. We give our life back unto you. We rededicate our lives unto you. Abba, Father, you created us for a purpose. And that purpose must fulfill, either the devil likes it or not. Either I like it or not. Father, I give you my life. I give you my family. I give you my children, my grandchildren. They are yours to use, to your glory and to your praise. We command that idol to crumble. We destroy it in the name of Jesus. We set fire on that idol in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Any career that is between us and God, we put it down in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, balance our life with your grace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The last prayer point is on Psalm 18, verse 28. Psalm 18, verse 28. For thou we who light my candle and enlighten my darkness. Oh, the system is not working. Thou will light my candle and enlighten my darkness. Talk to God. Ask God to lighten your candle. Your candle is your spirit. Lord, lighten my candle and enlighten my darkness. Drive away darkness out of our lives, out of our children's lives, our children's lives. Lord, lighten our candle. Lord, that we will shine in this world of darkness, adulterous generation. Help us to shine. Shine like the stars of the firmament forever and ever. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. Then, Psalm 36, verse 9. For with thee there is fountain of life. In your light we will see light. in you, this fountain of life, let that fountain of life be made manifest day in, day out. In you, we will see light. Help us see light. Let your light penetrate to every aspect of our lives. Let that light remain permanently in our lives. That when people will see us, they will see Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Be seated. God bless you. I want us to sing a hymn together. It's not a hymn that we're used to. Turn your eyes on Jesus. How many of you know that hymn? Oh, thank you. Eche pupo. Hallelujah. How many of you know that song? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. The wonderful face. Let me open my hand. Sweetly in the light of his glory. Upon Jesus, wonderful face, and the things of earth we grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Let's take the first stanza. This is just the chorus. Oh, so are you weary and troubled? No light in that you see. There's a light for a look at the Savior, and a light more abundant and free. Chorus one more time. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look, holy, wonderful face. And the things of earth we grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Amen. You sang very well. Thank you very much. God bless you. The title of today's preaching or exhortation is The Gospel of the Kingdom, Part 2. I wanted to share something different to you, with you, as our meditation. Lord say, comprehensive. Were written in bold letters and in red. So last time I lay emphasis on the gospel was paid in full. That is the price for your redemption. Was paid in full. So now the Lord showed me, say, comprehensive. What comes to your mind when you hear the word comprehensive? Remember insurance in Africa. When you put comprehensive insurance on your vehicle, it's comprehensive, isn't it? Over here, it's not so. Be careful. When they say comprehensive or full coverage, it might be bumper to bumper. But there are some things. Check it very well. Let me tell you. This Bible, whatsoever God wrote there, heaven is backing it up. Hallelujah. And no why you. Hallelujah. God is not trying to trick us. Whatsoever he says he will do, he will do. Hallelujah. He said, God did not spare his own son and gave him freely for us. How can he not with him also freely give us all things? Things that pertain unto this life. Let me take a scripture. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that will hear, that will pay attention to what God is saying, one that believeth, and to Jude first, and also to the Greek. The word of God, the salvation, the price that he paid, when you check the word salvation, is complete. Wholeness, deliverance, from harm, from ruin, from loss. That is salvation. Jesus Christ paid with his life. He shed his blood for you. Let me look around that scripture for you. Now, this gospel, we discover them from the book of Mark, book of Matthew, book of Luke and John. And he who sat on the throne, one sat on the throne, and the creatures reflect his glory. The face of a man, the face of a lion, the face of an eagle, the face of a calf. Whosoever want to part our life will be of that same nature too. God wants us to serve. He saved us to save others. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. Saviors shall come from Mount Zion. Say, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Verse 17. And there shall be holiness. That is not the one I'm looking for. The one that says, Saviors shall come from Mount Zion to judge Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be of the Lord. That should be verse 13, I believe. Saviors shall come from Mount Zion to judge Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be of the Lord. Now, what Jesus Christ did for us was complete. That's why he showed me that was a comprehensive. Includes your healing, your deliverance, includes your health, divine health, includes finances, includes your children, your going out and coming in, going out and coming in. Now, because some people can go out and not come back, in your case, it's not so. Hallelujah. We will not be at the wrong place at the right time. Will be at the right place at the right time. Even if there's war, it will not touch you. Jesus Christ paid for everything. Now, I want you to reason with what God has done. God prepared angels to encamp round about you. You don't need to pay them salary. When you go to a restaurant, you don't say, angel, this is your food. They are always there. Though you may not see them, but they are there. When you are driving, they are there. I remember one year like that, I was going to Texas. I bought a car for my bosom friend to go and deliver. I discovered I was not alone in the vehicle. It's my first time going. It became dark. I was driving in darkness. Hallelujah. But Lord assured me that he was sitting right there on my right hand side. And I was talking to him. I felt that he was sitting right there. Now, what am I saying? As I was going, it's like the Lord bringing back to my memory GPS. When you are going to heaven, you need the Bible as your GPS to take you to where God is. Because he paid everything complete. Nobody will be left behind. Your children will not be left behind. Hallelujah. What you are, the seed you are putting into the life of your children, they are not wasted. A time will come, even when you go before them, you will see them over there. Hallelujah. Let me not preach from my head. Let me just go by what I wrote down here. Now, this is Isaiah 53, verse 8 and 9. Okay, Isaiah 53, verse 8 and 9. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Now, verse. I want to stress that verse. He said, who shall declare his generation? You. Praise the Lord. You are the one to declare his generation. Jesus Christ lived a short time here on earth. Who will fulfill? See, last Sunday, our pastor mentioned about from Abraham to David, 14 generations. From David to Babylon, a 14 generation. From Babylon unto Christ, a 14 generations. But who will fulfill Jesus Christ's generation? That is why he called you. Now, what is going on now is a continuation of Jesus Christ's ministry. If you don't know, know today. You are walking for Jesus. Jesus Christ is still moving. Though he's there in heaven, he wants to live inside of you. We've heard the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Tabernacle, the Feast of Passover, and so on and so forth. One day the Lord asked me, he said, do you believe in my feast? Usually we call it the Jewish feast. Then it dawned on me, it is not Jewish, it's God's feast. The next one is Feast of Tabernacle. That is what God is about to do. God wants to come and tabernacle in you. Praise the Lord. The tabernacle of God is with men. Remember when Jesus Christ yielded up the ghost, what happened? He said the veil of the temple was rent from top to the bottom. And that veil was 4 inches thick and 4 feet, 40 feet high and 20 feet wide. An invisible force rent it from top to the bottom. God moved out of the Holy of Holies. God now is inside of you. Do you believe that? Ye are God, little children, for you have overcome them. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Where is God? Inside of you. Do you believe that? He lives in you. He wants to live big in you. So that when you stretch your hand, God is flowing through your hand. When you move, God is moving. When you speak, God will speak. Hallelujah. God wants to live inside of you. He's already living. God wants to see through your eyes and hear through your ear and handle with your hands. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We fulfill Jesus Christ's generation. Now, praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 through 14. I want to stress the area of the earnest of our inheritance. God gave us a deposit. The question that a brother raised was this about how come the things that happened before, they are not happening now? It's supposed to be greater. Okay, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. Hallelujah. The next verse, please. Thank you. That we should be to the praise of his glory, was first trusted in Christ. Who first trusted in Christ? The next verse. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. The next verse.
which is the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Now, I want you to see that verse in particular. He said, which is the earnest, a down payment. Jude chapter 1 verse 20, it says, build up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. So when you build up your most holy faith, Jesus Christ will charge you up. Jesus Christ will start moving, start doing things that was recorded in the book of Acts of the Apostles. God wants to do more than that. Now, here he says, a down payment, earnest. Take for example, you want to buy a house. They want to check whether you are qualified to buy. What is the down payment you want to put down to assure us that you will be able to pay for the house you are asking for? The same thing with vehicle. Now, God has given us earnest, that is referred to as down payment. The Holy Ghost will bring you to that. Remember, Jesus Christ, when he was here, it depended on the Holy Spirit. Isn't it? Brethren, are you here? That same Holy Spirit is available to each and every one of us. Amen? Hallelujah. So, brethren, let us meditate on this one. The down payment, the Holy Ghost will bring us to that desired heaven. The Holy Ghost will help us. For it is written, the Holy Ghost will show us things to come, will lead us to all truth. It will reveal the Father unto us. The Holy Spirit brought us to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is our school teacher. It's our schoolmaster. He's the one who is still directing our path, ordering our footsteps. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me give you another scripture. This is Exodus 19, verse 6, no, 5 and 6. Exodus 19. Okay. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, we are covenant people, though we don't need to sacrifice bulls and so on and so forth. Jesus Christ gave us his blood. You are a part of that family. So your prayer life is a part of the covenant. Obedience is a part of the covenant. Then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. Did you see the word there? How many people? Brethren, how many people? A peculiar treasure unto him, unto Jesus, above all people. For all the earth is mine. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God has given the earth unto you. Last time I shared something about what happened in the Garden of Eden. How Adam disobeyed God. Then God decided to come as Adam. The Bible calls him the second Adam or last Adam. He went to the cross to buy you back from the slavery market of the devil. So we are no longer the oppressor now. We're under Jesus Christ, our Savior. And he's our Lord. The Bible calls him the Good Shepherd. So, you see, this same promise that God gave to the Israelites was not fulfilled. Let's look at it. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. God brought it back to us. Brethren, yield yourself unto God. Surrender your body unto him. For God wants to tabernacle in you. Hallelujah. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show for the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Now, here, that is the same promise he gave to them in Exodus. Now, it's available to each and every one of us. We're a priesthood. Jesus Christ raised us up, called us, saved us to be kings, to be priests, to be. So, he called here in Exodus, kingdom of priests. So, we are kings and priests to the Most High God. So, offer praises unto him. No sacrifice of animals now. Praises. Let it go. When praises will go up, glory of God will come down. And under the glory, a lot of things will start happening. Remember the experience of the people in Azusa Street. They were playing, children were playing under the glory. It was so thick. They were playing hide and seek. What is happening? How come it's not available? It's still available. Praise the Lord. Because when we give ourselves to prayer and really pray, God will begin to come and begin to move. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. So God has given us the earnest, a deposit to bring us to this dimension God has prepared for us. Now, there's something that God is doing now. He's already using the little children. So don't belittle the little children. I gave you a testimony about my grandson, the one that was born in my house. We call him Amosa. Now, before he was born, a prophecy came concerning him, his calling. At 4 years old, one day, early in the morning, he started praying. And when he said amen, he told the parents, "But you don't say amen." He said, "The devil is out." There was a house girl in the house. It was an agent of the devil. 4-year-old boy. God dared for him to start praying early in the morning. They were watching him. And he said, "The devil is gone." That day, that house girl left. Hallelujah. Now, brethren, what God has called us to, we need to obey, yield ourselves unto him. Don't wait for a pastor to come and do what God is impressing you to do. No. That same spirit that is in the pastor is in you. Amen. I can't remember the year now. Our son will be 42 years old next month. At that age of 7 or 6, we went to a brother's house after church. As he was sitting down, he fell from the chair. No life. We're not panicking. So, brethren, a situation arises. Don't panic. God is there with you. He will put you over. Call upon the name of the Lord, and the Lord will answer you. And that child was there. We started praying, and the father of the house said, "Please take this child to the hospital." Now, on the way, he came to himself. So we stopped by the house and gave him some food. When he got to the hospital, the doctor was saying, "This is type of thing in your family." So that is what he asked. "That makes me angry. Do you have this type of disease in your family before? Do you have this one? Do you have that?" But thank God, nothing was wrong with that child. What happened? We heard a story. A young witch was confessing somewhere that in the witchcraft market, they were asked to bring one of the twins. They went after that boy. You see, at any time they come, they see fire surrounding these children. Brethren, the prayer you are praying is working. Stop, don't complain about your children. If you don't know what to pray, say, "Lord, I don't know where they are. I don't know what they are doing. I surround them with love and faith." God is a God of love,
God is love. God is faith. Say, I surrender. It will work. Thank God. That child is strong. Today, you saw him during my birthday celebration. He'll be 42 next month. With his brother too. Thank God that one will be soon be with us here. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Now this testimony about love and faith is effective. Let me conclude with that one. No, I'll give you this testimony. There was a woman in Europe. She served, I gave this testimony before, she served a noble woman, so rich, filthy rich. She served that woman faithfully. And now what happened? This woman who was a servant to that woman was childless, no husband, just he willed everything to this woman who was taking care of her. Then she died. That the test at all. Probate, they don't need to enter that one. When he will, when the test at all is already signed, prepared. This noble woman willed everything to that house girl. Meanwhile, the girl was suffering somewhere. They didn't know. They gave her the receipt, the certificate. She framed it and put it on a shack. Well, this type of house is made with all this what kind of wood, all those things that poor people prepare a place for them. So this is my house. It was there. Then the pastor came one day and he saw that certificate. He said, will you allow me to take this to the authority? I'm your pastor. He said, yes, yes. Do you know the authority to be looking for that certificate? And this woman was so rich, the house girl now, she didn't know. She was suffering somewhere. Do you know that is the situation with some of us? We are so rich, we still look ourselves as paupers. You are not a pauper. You are so wealthy. Do you know the Lord told me, say, I have a house somewhere in this Arizona. When I went there, those houses are in millions. Do you think I can pay for it? No. God has paid for it. When it materializes, I will come and testify. Hallelujah. We are not serving a kwekwe God. Hallelujah. How big is your God? Huh? Very large. See, the whole world is in his hands. How big is our God? You cannot fathom it with your brain. God is so big. God is so deep. God is so wide. Oh, that God is your father. The testator has paid the price. And that price is here. Discover it for yourself. The Bible, the will of God is a testator for all believers. Hallelujah. Receive the will. The word of God is the will of God for you and for your children and your children to come. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Okay, let me conclude with this one. Hebrews chapter 9. Let's see after. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15 through 17. That is what I just said now, Lord. So let me see, talking about the testator. It's a person who dies leaving a will or a testament in force. Hallelujah. Okay, it says, for this cause is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions, that under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Eternal inheritance. This God saves to the uttermost. I have a
sins to the end, to the uttermost, to the uttermost. I have a Savior that says to the end, Jesus Christ says to the uttermost, hallelujah. I have a Savior that says to the end, to the uttermost, to the uttermost. I have a Savior says to the end, Jesus says to the uttermost. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Lord showed me a type of generator I should buy. I was neglecting it. He showed it to me again a second time. I went to where they are producing it. It's 100,000+. But thank God, a friend of mine came from Dallas and he showed me, say he bought the same type too. They are already using it in Nigeria. Brethren, God did not save us to just live a life, eat and sleep, eat and sleep, walk, eat and sleep. What are you doing for God? I want to conclude with that. What are you doing for God? Now, why not order for tracts and give it to co-workers? Even go to the mall, give it to people. God is recording these things. God did not just save you to just go to church and Sunday, come to church again, come to church again, come to church again, and fast, pray. God saved you to save others. Remember that scripture, Obadiah? God saved you to save others. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that for you to buy the generator for me. God has already paid for it. Hallelujah. We will not limit God with our brain. Because our brain says, I'm going to, how many months or years will I make and save money to buy that kind of generator? No. I remember a brother fasted and prayed, believing God for a car. And God provided a brand new car for that brother. So whatsoever you can believe God for is available. Amen. You cannot bankrupt God. Is it possible? I gave all the money to Copeland. Why are you still coming to come and ask me? Will God complain like that? No. The more than enough is available. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we're going to pray. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. The brother told me too, and he's already doing it. For 90 days, we seek the face of God. Because God is doing something. And he wants to take us to greater dimension. We were waiting for rapture. Rapture since 1977. Some people are relaxing. Prepare yourself for translation. Don't be left behind. That is my admonition to you. Work for God. Do what God tells you to do. And God will reward you for it. In Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to pray for Sister Alice. She's traveling. I want to cover her with fire. Sister Alice, please come. This fire will take you to Nigeria and bring you back. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you. Let's everybody stand. Is anybody sick here? You need healing, or there's a weakness in your body, want God to remove it. The power of God is present. Let's sing this song before we go. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So love he the world, he gave all his son. Oh, in Tony Hanna, atonement for sins, and open the light that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the air hear his voice.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son.
Father, I thank you for your word. Your word will not turn back to you void. And those who heard through the internet, Lord, let the fire kindle upon their lives. Quicken them, O Lord. Right from the crown of their head down to the soles of their feet. Lord, that they will never be the same again. Father, thank you for my brothers and sisters. Help them, Lord, to be revived. Revive, total revival for them and for their household. Lord, that is fire revival that is already falling and rest upon their household. That, Lord, their prayer life will catch fire as well. Because your word says men ought always to pray and not to faint. May they not faint in prayer. Let them be strong. Let your grace be great upon them in their prayer lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, God.